This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Wednesday, the 17th of August. I'm Alex Ritson. To the markets, and America's main share index, the Dow Jones, closed down 0.1% at 18,573. Watching the day's trading was Doug McIntyre at 24/7 Wall Street.
Early in the day before the Fed, there isn't enough news on a day like today to move the markets much. There are a couple of slightly disappointing earnings from people like Home Services, Blake's, Lowe's, but nothing big. The markets are still bumping up against these all-time highs and are sort of stuck.
You mentioned the Fed meeting. We now have the reasons why the U.S. Central Bank didn't do anything with interest rates last time.
They're nervous. It's interesting that they even hinted that something might happen in September. If you look at the market's movement immediately after the information was announced, the market did almost nothing. So I think that the assumption is that the Fed is going to stay nervous, skittish, anxious. And it appears that the market is betting that there will not be a rate increase in September.
One other story I wanted to ask you about, and that was Cisco Systems, the computer networking company, laying off 14,000 people, 20% of its workforce.
Actually, that got revised. That was the rumor, and they've just announced that it is 5,500 people, which is 7%, but that's still a lot. The first thing you said had been a rumor all day, and Cisco just announced during its earnings that it was 5,500.
Doug McIntyre at 24/7 Wall Street. At the end of the trading day in London, the 100 share index down 0.5% at 68.59 on the currency markets. The euro up 0.1 cents at $1.12.9 US cents. The pound $1.30.4.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, art, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.